Hello and welcome back to Disc Golf Daily, the podcast that catches you up on all the happenings in the disc golf world in about 8 to 10 minutes. I'm Brian Papa Wolf Frawley and I'm excited to recap the Champions Cup with you. Hopefully you got out on the course this weekend, I know I did, but I was watching DGN on my phone on the course. You know, I'm cool like that. The 2024 PDGA Champions Cup was easy to get excited about. It's a major, it's four rounds at Northwoods, and all of our stars of our sport are on display, and it was great to watch. Well, maybe not one of our stars, congrats to Simon. DGN and the PDGA put out some killer cards for us to watch on Thursday. Returning champions, fan favorites, and the history of our sport was on display. But by day two, there were names maybe not as well known up around the top, popping up on both FPO and MPO. Not to mention there was other things popping up, this crazy thing called weather. Welcome to the Midwest in the spring. Get excited. FPO got through their round on Friday, but the MPOs did not all get through their rounds. Some of the friends were only through a few holes. And as we waited, we knew we weren't going to come back until Saturday morning. So many of those MPO players got up and went to the course very, very early, and at daylight, we had a shotgun start, like our weekend C-tier, if you will, and players were ranging on holes 3 through 14, and they got out and finished their second round on the day 3 of the tournament, and then FPO came out and finished their round, and then MPO came back out to finish their third round. With many of the players on both the FPO and MPO side keeping close watch on that cash line cut line, if you will, because it was a PDGA four-round major. The three highest-rated FPO players to not make the cut were Haley King, Kat Murch, Jen Allen. And while on the MPO side, the three highest were Eagle McMahon, Corey Ellis, and Vinyl Macula. Final round on Sunday was full of bogeys and birdies and a lot of wet shoes. Right away on coverage, we saw Ellis Hansen on the first hole go into casual water to make a great putt. It became a theme for the day for many of our players. Evelina started the day with a two-stroke lead on Kristen, and Kristen had a three-stroke lead on Owen, and Owen had a one-stroke lead on Rachel Turton from Great Britain. Owen grabbed a stroke in the first hole while everyone bogeyed and she had a par. The commentators on DGN, many people on the internet, and I'm sure a few of you thought that might have been it right there for Evelina. But not 2024 Evelina. She came right back with a birdie on hole 2. Evelina fought back every time she needed to today, and ended up with 7 pars in a row going down the final stretch to give her a one-stroke win over fellow Innova-sponsored players Hannah Blumros and Owen Scoggins. Congrats to her. This is her second PDGA major, previously winning the Konopiste Open. Sunday brought us names like Wasaki, Barella, and Klein, maybe even Chris Dickerson. But they weren't on the lead card. They were on the chase card, and they were trying to chase down Andrew Presnell, Ezra Robinson, Nicholas Antila, and Joseph Anderson, a.k.a. Joey Buckets, one of the best nicknames in disc golf. 3 out of 4 of the players on the lead card found themselves a bogey within the first 4 holes. The one that didn't, Mr. Andrew Presnell. At one point, Ricky got within a couple strokes of the lead, but then found himself a 7 on hole 14. Hole 14 was a big challenge for many of our players, giving many big names a 6 or a 7 on Sunday. Andrew Presnell found himself with a 6 on that hole, and then followed up with 3 birdies in a row. After a delayed inbounds call on hole 18 that had the commentators on DGN and me personally sweating a little bit, he played a nice safe shot out, another one down, another one up, and landed right by the basket for a 10-foot putt to win his first PDGA major. It was amazing to watch his teammates, his friends, and the commentators and everyone celebrate with him. You could hear it in Nate Doss's voice when he was talking about how long Presnell has been on tour and out there grinding and being a B-tier road warrior. You could hear his excitement for Andrew himself. Congrats to that man, and congrats to the PDGA for a great event. Remember, send this podcast to one of your friends this week, or let someone know at your league that you listen to Disc Golf Daily. We look at the ratings for this event, and they were tough. Many things were tough, but a couple things to point out. We had some people shoot a good amount over their rating. We'll start with MPO today. Corbin Mishewski averaged 16 points over his rating. That's pretty good on a really hard course. Casey White also had 16, maybe even 17. We'll round up for that. And Joe Notch averaged 22 points over his rating. That's amazing at Northwood Black. But not to be outdone, our friends on the FPO side, Evelina shot 30 points over her rating, give or take. Silva Serenin shot 38 points over her rating. And Rachel Turton, who came in sixth place in the event, shot 54 points over her rating for the event. Congrats to all of those people. The top five for the event on the FPO side was Evelina, Henna, Owen, Silva, and Kristen. And on the MPO side was Andrew Presnell, Nicholas Antela, Richard Wysocki, and Ezra Robertson, and Calvin Heimberg. Congrats to all those people getting a top five in a PDGA major. As we look at the boar score for this event, we know that everyone has opinions on how courses should be laid out. Even some of our louder PDGA friends maybe said some things, or some of our Disc Golf Pro Tour well-known names and well-known podcasts may have said something about the layout. We know Northwood Black is a hard course, but we're happy to have a Champions Cup there, in my opinion, to see the level of challenge for all of these wonderfully talented players. When it comes to our boar score, we love the scoring spread slash entertainment value, if you will, on holes 4, 13, and 15 for both divisions. They were wonderful. On the MPO side, holes 3, 17, and 18 were great as on our boar score. And for the FPO, hole 5. There really were no major red flags, which I believe is the first time on tour this year there were no major red flags for us. Now, there might have been a few orange flags, so please check out hole 8 for both the MPO and FPO and see what you think when you rewatch coverage or you see anything. Overall, great job by the local organizing committee, and thank you for creating that Champions Cup layout. A question, a moment of thought, if you will. We have become fans, super fans of the sport. Everybody in the world's got a podcast. They even let me talk about this. We love to view. We love to see live disc golf. We love to go watch. Many of us also play this great game on a competition level. It is time to look at it, maybe at least for majors. Maybe we start with majors. Having the Monday option. We need to look at it. We got real close to having only a three-round major this weekend. It is time for us as the brains, and by that I mean the general population of the sport, to look at the PDGA, look at rules, and figure out a way to do this. I know why it's the way it is. I know why it was the way it is. I think our sport is evolving and getting into the modern times. So let's take this opportunity to at least have a Monday option for majors. That's what I'm going to talk to you about today. That's what I'm going to end with today. Thank you so much for listening, as always. I really appreciate it. Remember to tell a buddy. If you have any comments or concerns, remember we got an AOL email. Yep, it's true. We're at discgolfdaily@aol.com. We also have a Facebook page, so feel free to check us out on that and shoot us a message along that line. Until next time, keep it in the fairway.